This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Where do your parents live?
In Connecticut.
You need to give me their address. I'm gonna drive to their house and kiss them in the face. It's such a powerful story. It's the crossroads of making a decision for yourself or the person you love.
You got your perspective. I just wanna be happy. Don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
Always good and grinding. Always good and always grinding. I'm only happy when I'm grinding.
I think same.
Yeah, honestly, like the thing that fucks up so many people in this spot is when they actually kind of make it. Like not the first version or the second version. That's why so many people get sad when they hit the top. They actually just love the process.
Yeah.
They didn't love the top. I always tell youngsters on the rise, fucking enjoy the shit out of this, because all you're thinking about is whatever the fuck you're thinking about, mansions, you know, islands, Grammys, you know, trillion views, a quadrillion followers, and then when it happens, you get sad as fuck. Or if you're like me, you just love it so much that you can't even hear that you're winning.
Right.
I don't even feel it. I feel literally the like exact same kid that's sitting in a liquor store 15 years ago, just on this December 12th, literally, what's it, 2019? Literally 14 years ago on this exact day, I am packing bottles into a box to ship to someone.
I love that. That's how I feel. I don't feel like, I mean, not that I've like had any.
But you've had more than many,
yeah.
Right? Because there's so many people that dream of something. You've had something.
Yeah.
And but to your point.
I don't feel like any different, really, at all. I still wear sweatshirts.
People around you. People around you feel a little different.
Probably.
What's the most fun thing that's happened for you with a little of this juice that you've got from like your real friends, like somebody you really like? Like, any good story?
No good stories, but like in high school, like my friends called me Fluff because I'm like the softest human of all time. And like, my friend sent me a jar of Fluff to say congratulations on finishing my album. So like they still give me the same shit that they always have.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my friends are the same exact way.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, Mr. 7 million fucking followers. Fuck you. You know I punch you in the mouth and break your face right now. I had rugged friends. You know, like, like yeah. It's
that's the best. You don't want yes men.
No, but it is fun. Honestly, on the flip side, I got one yesterday from like a girl I actually dated. She's like, man, you're everywhere. I'm so proud of you. And it's like just nice. Like people get happy for you too.
Definitely.
Anything we can help you with?
I don't know.
Well, obviously, like, at its most basic, like, continuing to integrate some of the music into our content to build more exposure. And nobody gets to walk in here that we aren't willing to do that for. We get hit up every day by thousands of artists.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, for me, I just, like, listen to your perspective on things and your process. Everything that you say is, like, so... Like, you say it with such conviction that, like, it has to be true. You know what I mean?
I do actually know what you mean. It's the same way I feel about certain artists. You're right. It's because I don't talk about anything that I haven't lived heavily and watched thousands of other people live that way and feel happy and then watch the other people that live the other way and feel unhappy.
Right.
You're exactly right. I speak with an uncomfortable amount of conviction because I don't speak about a lot of shit.
It's all stuff that you know.
Yeah, it's all seven things.
I love it.
It's basic as fuck. Nobody's putting out more content than me, yet I'm saying the same 11 things. Cause they're true. People when they try to troll me, they're like, bro, the fuck, you say the same shit. I'm like, you want me to make up shit that isn't real?
Also, I don't think like, people ever get tired of it.
I think it's universal.
Yeah.
100%. What I'm good at is covering it with makeup every time. New slang terms, new ways of saying it,
right.
New platforms, new post-production, right? Because the truth is, and you know this, you've already at this young of space, I'm sure, have experienced with music. Even the way you say it, the way you drag it out, you've said the same thing in two different songs, but one way you said it one way.
I probably said the same thing in like 12 different songs.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
It's the whole album, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. The big challenge is when you, like, the thing I always think about with music is The first album is the easy one because you had your whole life for it. The next one's tricky.
Don't get me started. This is only the debut, so let's go one at a time.
That's why I love the new culture of music where it's more like mixtapes and one-offs. Right. I kind of like that. Like, to me, if you're an artist that has a little juice going right now, and like, let's just go through it. You got some juice going. All of a sudden, you're able to date different kinds of boys. Prettier, more famous, cooler. So you date one, and he hurts your feelings. Going directly into the studio and talking about, this is actually how I think about it. Writing a song about, I have to calibrate my new life, because as all of you know who've been with me from the beginning, I now have different options, but I'm in water I've never swam in before, and this really fucking hurt. That's crazy shit. That even sounded good.
Very articulate.
Thank you. I can't. I can fucking, if I had musical ability, I would be the kind of person that just goes into the studio and just spits it and leaves. I can't write.
That's fine though. That's how isn't that how rappers like do their?
Yeah. No.
No, I don't know. Anything.
Now that I've been in studio enough, a lot less. Of course, there's people that do it. A lot of people write. A lot of people break their songs down in a way that when I try to rap to myself, I try to do the whole song in one take, because that's how I lift everything. One take video, one take keynote, like, right?
Yeah.
Man, I've now been in studio enough, like, some people are like, write three words and then like record it, like, tuh, puh, tuh. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. And then they poop. Punch in and do another like five words and punch in and do another.
Like, I'm like, well, trying to go to like.
Lunch, but probably not that, like.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody does everything. Do it your, the best part is everyone should do what the fuck they do it. I just go with a stream of consciousness. And I can't write.
Isn't the Sheck West song, wasn't that like, you were just one freestyling, tape, right?
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
I don't know.
I think Weezy improvs the shit out of everything.
Yeah, I don't think he writes anything down.
I think that might be right. Or at least that's how my brain hears it.
Right.
And so what next? Who do you want to do something with? Give me like four people that you'd like totally fucking do a collab with right now. Or one or 17. Okay. Just, I'm just curious what's going on in your brain right now.
I would love to work with Dan and Shay.
Uh-huh.
Which I know is probably unexpected, but I think they're just like the coolest country artists.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And people love them. That's cool. Why? Because I really don't listen to that genre of music that much, but I know, all I do is watch what people like,
yeah.
So I know, but I don't know why.
Their voices are phenomenal, beautiful, like so phenomenal. Yeah. And I also just love, like, the songs aren't trying to be, like...
Complicated?
For me, they're not trying to, like, fit into, like, the country genre. Like,
I see.
They're fine overlapping with pop. And
they're just doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and, like, love instrumentally, that. They kind of bring it back.
So,
like, feeling like a country song.
Okay.
But
who
like,
else?
Post Malone in my wildest dreams.
It's so funny you just said that.
Watch him.
I was literally in a store, or in the gym. Yeah, I couldn't remember. I remembered. I was in a gym on Sunday. Post Malone song's playing. Literally, I'm in the middle of the exercise. I'm like, this dude is a literally out loud to Mike, my trainer. I'm like, this dude is a real pop star. That's who Post Malone is, to me, in the Gary filter. I'm like literally, you know, probably like one of the songs that I'm sure we've all heard 47,000 times. But then like literally, that's what just like hit me. I'm like, this dude's a real fucking pop star.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Is that how especially people think of him?
Like, and that's how he thinks of himself too.
Is that true?
Yeah, he wants to be a pop star.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And is that how people, well, he says that out loud?
Well, I don't know if he's ever said that, but that's like how he does his music, you know what I mean?
Honestly, I was like listening to it, like I'll tell you exactly how my brain went. I literally thought about Michael Jackson and Madonna when I was listening to it. And it, like,
you know what song it was?
Whatever one's on the fucking radio right now.
Circles.
Yeah.
I just love that he like stuff in pop music right now doesn't mean, like pop doesn't mean anything.
I think, you know what's funny? I actually think of it slightly different. I think pop is the overlay on everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, yeah.
It's not like...
It's everything.
Yeah.
Country and hip-hop and like...
It's just whatever
everything
is listening to.
Yeah. That's, everything that's winning has 10 to 63% pop in it.
Right. So I just...
I mean, pop means popular, like, so like... It's probably got 100% in it, but like, I think we were talking the same shit.
Yeah.
How did it all go down? because I knew your story's nutso, right? Like, didn't you have something go viral and your parents were like, fuck this, and you did something viral and then you were allowed?
Not, probably not that cool, but I was just like putting music on SoundCloud.
Thank you.
Yeah. For like no.
By the way, you know that's my favorite meme with my audience right now. Two of the favorite things going on with me in my life. One is when I have guests on my podcast, like I just did to you, I interrupt constantly. And so they think that's the funniest. But literally, every time I have a music artist in and we put out content, because I tell every single person to put out a song every day on SoundCloud, and they all just like, you give the same advice. I'm like, it's the advice. It's the hack. Put your fucking music out.
Yeah,
the fuck are you polishing it in the studio for nobody to ever hear it?
Yeah. Right.
The internet exists. Mm-hmm. Either nobody wants to put it out because they're insecure.
We also consume really quickly now, so you might as well
put it out
as much as you can.
Anyway, so you put out SoundCloud.
Yeah, and Ultra, which is like a subsidiary of Sony, they picked it up basically, and then Jesse and like my managers found me like basically through SoundCloud too.
You just DM'd her?
Yeah, well, Jesse did. This was before the whole visionary mutual friends kind of came together.
Yeah, this was like three years ago, my sophomore year of college.
Got it.
Yeah. And
did he DM you?
Jesse? No, I did a session with one of his artists, and I offered to, like, he was staying with Jesse, so I offered to drive him back. And when I dropped him off, I like met Jesse. Jesse like strolled down and like, a snapback and like basketball shorts. I was like, this kid's a loser. Now he manages me.
Good.
He was like, yeah, what's like your deal with like management? And I was like, you're wearing like winged Adidas sandals. Like, it's not you.
And then?
And then it was him. He was just really passionate about it all. And basically, like, Quinn92 went on tour and they offered me the support slot, and it was kind of like the first time my parents were like, you should leave school, like you have like tangible reason to drop out. Because
you've been chirping at that point. Before that, right? You were like chirping to them like, I'm going to bounce, I got to do this, or not really?
It was like kind of a struggle because like for me, I really wanted to like stick it out and stay in college as long as I could and like get my degree.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
so you weren't burning your pants on fire?
No.
Good.
No.
So you really had it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It kind of worked real well.
It worked perfectly. It was like my parents kind of initiated the conversation. They were the ones who sat me down and were like, we know you're not happy in school and like you have an opportunity to do music and it feels like that's like your purpose in life and you should pursue that.
Where do your parents live?
In Connecticut.
You need to give me their address. I'm going to drive to their house and kiss them in the face.
Yeah, they're great.
They are.
They're really great.
Parents, your parent, like, in a world where, like, I spend a lot of time putting pressure on parents, I actually might kiss your dad in the face.
He's the one. My mom was way more reluctant because my dad's an artist, so he's an
Well, that helped.
Yeah. And my mom kind
of... She was kind of going with the whole, but it's only another year and a half, why not?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She cried and was like, can't you just get your degree and then do it? And my dad was like, the writing's on the wall, like I think God is telling you.
Don't miss your moment.
Yeah.
For some bullshit year and a half.
Exactly.
Write a song for your mom. Figure out how many days were left to graduation and write a song for your mom called like 441 days.
I should.
I just told you.
Thanks.
I'm a real producer, bro. God, I gotta figure this shit out, Boyd.
Well, like what she was saying, you could write, you could ghostwrite.
I can't ghostwrite, I can do what I just did. I can absolutely, I'm so good at knowing what humans will attach to that I know that song named that way. See, there's certain things, like everything else, literally everything else besides actually find out the number of days so it's fucking completely pure.
Yeah.
And write the song about that story in some way. I know that I have to, like I would hate you if you didn't call it 441 days if that was the days. But other than that, you. So that to me is like producing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like then doing what I think a lot about of like, oh, and you know, you gotta make sure that you put Jesse Reyes on it. You know what I mean? Like that. I can structure the hit.
That's still writing.
And by the way, because I did it with T Grizzly on that one song, if I was actually, so there's that. And then if we went in and I'm listening to you and you're kind of and you're doing it, I definitely, to your point, and I've done that. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's in the studio like telling the rappers like, talk about this, or like, how about you explore this topic, so.
That's writing.
It might be.
That's publishing right there.
That's what it definitely is. I definitely know how to make a hit song in America. It's just hazy to me.
Well, I think we need you in my sessions.
Can you do this song?
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, sure.
If you actually write this song, or like create the framework for it, I'll come with you in studio and like finish it off.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
I gotta start my second album somehow, so.
Or let's do a one-off. That's just it. Put it out. I'll promote the fucking shit out of it. We'll have the fucking content of how it happened.
Let's do it. It's actually a really great idea. My mom would probably cry and like.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. Now you're really getting it, right? Like this is what I'm gonna, of course she's gonna cry. You know who else is gonna cry? Half of the mothers in America.
Yeah, that's it.
You know who else is gonna connect with it? The other half of kids in school right now who wanna bounce.
Right.
441 days.
I hope it's that number.
It's gotta be close because it's 365. You said you were in mid-junior year?
I was right, I finished.
It's gonna be close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be close because you got 365. You're just gonna add to that.
Yeah.
Do you record at Offbeat Records?
Off Record.
Off Record?
Yeah.
She records where we went with Rallo.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
That place?
The same place, the same room.
Wait a minute, the same
the
where
room?
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, you mean not only with Rallo,
the
everyone was
thing,
there.
Yeah.
That was where the Grizzly and Tierra Wax song happened.
Tierra
That's where Tabby
Grizzly.
Is all the time.
Yep.
Let's go. I'm gonna get somebody to do the, do you want somebody to rap on it?
Probably not.
Respect.
Yeah.
I love you for that answer, by the way. Let's go.
Cool.
441 days.
I'm down. Maybe like an acoustic ballad for my mom.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
I just want the structure of it. It's such a powerful story. It's the crossroads of making a decision for yourself or the person you love.
Definitely.
It's the ultimate struggle for almost everybody right now.
Definitely. I just think like, I had a very unique circumstance with how like flexible my parents were.
So then overlay gratitude.
Yeah.
Like talk to them. Like on the second half of the song, talk about like, look, I'm in the 4% of people that are lucky enough to have those parents. And for all of you that don't in the 96, like you gotta really think about this.
Yeah. It's probably less than 4%, honestly.
Right.
Like, my parents are, like, so...
Like, the whole notion of back to writing now, actually. But, like, the whole, like, they made it easy for me, but acknowledging to them that they don't have it that good, this song will destroy. And then talking to the parents, like, if there's a reference, like, this is how I think about shit. Like, if there's a moment where your mom has said to you that she's happy you bounced yet, has that happened yet?
All the time, I'm, like... Mom, I feel so weird that I don't have a college degree.
Fuck a college degree.
Oh, I just grew up in an area that's...
I know Connecticut.
Yeah, like...
Fuck them.
I know, and my mom...
You know what's better than a college degree?
My career, probably.
Being fucking happy.
Yeah, that too.
Let me save you a lot of time of a lot of Connecticut suburb people that got a college degree at fucking Yale. They're fucking miserable.
I know.
Okay, so? The fuck are we talking about here?
I don't know, and she's always like... My mom has the same answer. She's like, why do you care? Which is funny because she's the one who so adamantly wanted me to get a degree. And now she's
Do you
like,
remember
why
the
why
moment where she said something?
For...
The first time after her anxiety of it? Even if it was lightweight?
I think probably even after I made the decision, I was just like, this is kind of weird. Not going back to school. Like not...
Be seeing your friends, living it.
Yeah, and my parents were just like, it's not weird. Like, you're doing...
I love
what
it.
What should
we do? Matt? Just made a number one hit.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome, America. I really think it's a powerful story. I think it's one that a lot of people will resonate with.
Thank you.
Both who are 18 and who are 49.
Well, I think it's like...
It's a universal story.
Yeah, it's so applicable like to both sides because I think it shows parents like... I mean, there's definitely people in the world who should definitely stay in school and like
an uncomfortable amount.
Yeah, should not.
But parents' job is to not make their kids do things that make parents feel good. They need to do things that make their kids feel good.
Yeah.
You know how many parents don't let their kids quit school because they'll be embarrassed what the other parents think?
Yeah.
I do too.
It's like weird it's weird because, like, I just have no experience with that firsthand. Like,
oh, that's why this song needs to have an overlay of gratitude.
Yeah.
You know what? If you know, if you think about this song, it sounds like for that one kid that hears it, that then jumps, that's who it's for. Actually, I would argue it's for the 4% of the world that looks like you and me, or less, that may hear it and just might actually call their parents and say thank you for the first time ever, and that will change that relationship forever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Imagine hearing that and then like hanging up, like hearing it and then grabbing your phone and just calling and being like, Dad, I've never said this, like cliche 24-year-old, Dad, just thank you.
Probably more than 4%, because it's like not even just about music too, it's about like
everything, of course. Yeah. All right, I gotta bounce. As we end today's podcast, I wanna give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, I enjoy listening to this podcast every day. I love his insight, his bravado, and everything that comes with him. I highly recommend his podcast to many friends and colleagues. I'm an eBay seller and I love it, and I didn't realize how easy it is to sell and resell online. Thanks for the grind, Gary. Thank you so much for that amazing review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.